Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Very excited about this segment. Got a lot to get into here. Now, we are heading into July 4th week. We're almost there.
Almost.
And this is the grilling window, dude. This is when Texas, the grill and chill capital of the planet, everybody's going to be out barbecuing and hanging out by pools and lounging in the shade and drinking cold beer.
Get them misters going, bro.
Eating burgers, doing everything they can to just to hang out and have a good time in the backyard. And so I've been doing some grilling and chilling and got a new grill. We highly encourage you to get over to Barbecues Galore and get you a new grill.
What'd you get?
I went with this grill. It's made by Lynx. And it's just a little bit. It's like out kicking my coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Basically can run a full operational, full restaurant now for my patio.
Ooh, nice.
But
get some friends and come over.
We like having large groups of people over. God, I sounded just like Musburger. We like to watch the games. We like having large groups of people over at once. And I'm not just about like having the adults over. I like the kids. I like everybody. I like it to be chaos. I have full family fun. So I have multiple families over. Bring all the kids. The more chaotic, the better. We don't care. And so we had a bunch of people over. I had a ton of burgers, steaks. I even cooked a salmon last night. It was awesome.
All right.
And so this was the most interesting thing I've ever seen at a party we've had at our house. And it was just three families. But as it was shutting down, everybody wanted to clean the house.
What?
I mean, guys started cleaning. They're like, hey, that was great. Dinner was great. We want to clean up. And all of a sudden, there was like eight people in the kitchen cleaning. My
really?
Kitchen has never been cleaner. Like, I want to invite the same group of people over just to clean my house.
My new maid service?
Man, I'm telling you, it could have been an elaborate ruse for me to get my house cleaned because my kitchen has never been cleaner than it was after this barbecue.
Because I always say, hey, let me help you clean. But knowing that they'll say, nah, yeah, don't do that.
Me too. I always fake offer to clean.
Yeah.
And so I went to shut them down from cleaning. And they blew right through the stop sign and like pushed me down and went ahead and cleaned the kitchen.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really impressive. And
maybe
so
they were up to something.
Yeah, maybe. And so at the end of it all,
they're casing the joint.
We were like, hey, somebody said, hey, let's get a picture. And so we all went out on the patio and we took a picture.
Okay.
And I posted it on Instagram.
Send two pictures from your cell phone.
At Big Ben Rogers.
When did you get on Instagram?
I just got on Instagram today. At Big Ben Rogers. And you can start following on me right now. At Big Ben Rogers, and I posted a picture, and I thought, you know, hey, it's a fun picture. And then the first comment I see is from Jeff Skinwade.
And I didn't know I was following you.
Yep, and the response is, "What's up with the giant?" and then a guy goes, "Old dude on the right drank." He goes, "Old dude on the right drank Gorilla breast milk for 35 years straight."
I'm telling you, man.
How much did the giant eat?
That's a fair question. It is.
How much? Like,
that is the biggest person I've ever seen. And I'm also really shocked now that you said that's three families. That looks like seven families.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was four families.
Okay, I was like, my God, family, everybody's having nine kids?
My family and three other families.
Okay. Good. That's the biggest person I've ever seen. Because if you look, Ben comes up to about the bottom of his nipple. And not only that, I mean, I know you're killing it on soda, but that guy's three times as wide as you are.
No, he's not.
But he's not fat in any way.
Not at all.
He is just
man.
He's ripped. He is exactly proportionate to a healthy 6'1 guy, he's just 7'3 and he probably weighs 480 or something. Dude, his right calf is as big as the kid that's next to him. I guess that's his left calf. It's on the right side. That's the biggest person. And if you look at the expression on his face, he is so happy to be that big. I mean, look at his face. He is so happy to be that much bigger than everybody. And then there's a woman next to him. I'm assuming that's his wife. And she's going, can you believe how big my husband is? If you look at the look on her face, she knows that everyone's going to be like, look at that person. That guy is huge.
He's ripped, right?
He's like just gigantic.
That is my good friend Gene. Gene's awesome. One of my absolute favorite people in Light Farms. Yeah. And like
make friends with him.
He was like a basketball star when he was growing up in Georgia. Like he had to cover Kenny Skywalker one time. And he said that's when he realized that he probably wasn't going to play a lot of college basketball at that point. But he was really good. Like set all sorts of records and stuff. And I think he was a big post player. But this is a mirage.
Did he just reach up and change some light bulbs for you while he was there? That's like a real convenient friend to have.
This picture, and go to Big Ben Rogers on Instagram, and you'll see it. It's a mirage, and I want to tell you, I want to explain it to you. Now, in fact, I'd like for you guys to describe how big he is to our listeners. I'm going to send you two pictures of him that with other giants to show you that he's actually not
okay,
a giant.
I'm not joking. In this picture, Ben's head is barely above his shoulders. And Ben, you're how tall?
6'3.5"
Okay. His head is barely above the guy's shoulders, and the guy's head is three times the size of Ben's head. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah.
His head is... I thought that there was no way he could have gone inside your house. I thought that he just stayed outside, and you guys went outside to keep him company because there's no door that he could fit through.
Okay.
He is the size of a garage door.
It's an optical illusion.
I don't think so.
Because I'm standing further away from the camera than him. So my buddy Gene and my buddy Tommy, who's not in this picture.
What's Tommy's deal?
Gene took the picture first and Tommy was in it. And then Tommy took the picture and Gene was in it. So Gene hopped in the picture on the right. He's closer to the camera than I am. So it makes him look bigger. Now, he is a big guy. He is a big guy. I think he's probably 6'5", 6'6".
No.
Yeah.
That man's at least 7'2".
So we do have...
That looks like Greg Dreiling.
We do have a buddy who is a giant in Light Farms. This guy's 6'8", 300 pounds. So I sent you a picture of Gene next to the guy that's 6'8", 300 pounds. So
that guy's gigantic! Oh, my God! What is his name? Is that a Murison or a Sundov? Or what is that guy's name?
That's Jesse. That's our friend Jesse. So Jesse is a big dude. So Jesse's 6'8", 300. So you can see that Gene. You can see that Gene.
Jesse's 8'5".
Now go to the next picture, and it's my buddy Gene with a guy that's 7'3" that he met on an airplane.
Okay, that's the picture I looked at first.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy's 7'3".
That guy's at least 8'5".
Wait, the 7'3" guy is flying commercial?
Okay, so why do you hang out with so many big guys in tank tops? What's this guy's deal?
Yeah, that's the question. There's a lot of tank topping happening too.
So which one is Gene in this other picture?
So what do you mean? Which one? The one of the two guys?
Yeah.
Gene is the guy.
They both look like they could be a Gene.
Gene is the guy on the left in the black shirt next to the guy who's 6'8". So as you can see, Gene is not even the biggest guy in Light Farms.
What's the other guy's name?
Jesse.
What does Jesse do?
He's very successful, whatever he does. I'm not exactly
who's my
sure
size?
Is, but he could be playing in the NFL, right? 6'8", 300 pounds, he's ripped.
Wait, you actually had a drop from him? Can you play that again?
Who's my size?
Well, so that's him walking up to the other Giants and flexing in a tank top.
So I just wanted to show you guys that my friend Gene, although he is tall, he did play basketball in high school back in the day, and he is a big dude. He's in great shape.
Uh-huh.
He's not an actual giant.
So this other giant, this airport giant, what is the deal with him? Can you get him on the show? Where does he find clothes that big?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the biggest person I've ever seen.
I do know this, that on Game of Thrones, everybody tripped out about the dragons. My favorite things were the giants.
Mm-hmm.
Those giants, and I don't know why.
Is that because it made you feel like you were at Light Farms?
I don't know why the giants weren't highlighted more. Like, obviously, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the finale, or was it the next, one of the last episodes, where the girl pokes one of the giants in the eyeball and he disappears because of magic or something? And then there was the one guy who said...
Wait, what?
The dragon glass.
Dragon glass, yeah.
Magic?
Yeah.
He poked him in the eyeball and he disappeared?
The dragon glass.
And then she goes, do you believe in magic? And he went...
Because that's exactly what you used to explain the picture with Gene. You said it was eyeball magic or something. What did you call that?
Yes,
an optical illusion.
Optical illusion. Okay. Yes. But I think they could have done, don't you guys agree there could have been more giant activity in Game of Thrones?
We got over-dragoned.
I can't
stop. In the last season, at least, we got over-dragoned.
I can't stop thinking about this giant at the airport. This is did you put pictures of that out there in the social media world?
That guy's, if he's really 7'3", he can't be flying with normal people, right?
Can you tweet out the airport guy? I want everybody to get a good look at that giant.
I'll tweet that guy out right now.
You're right, man. Giants are awesome.
The Gene texted me. He's listening now. He says the 7'3" guy plays basketball at Mississippi State. Thinks his name is Wes Morgan. Or played back in the day.
Okay. What's he doing now? Can Gene get him on the show?
Does he know Dak?
All right. So I want to talk about this before we move on.
Oh, yeah. Wesley Morgan. 7'2" on Real GM.
You found him?
Really?
He's on
Real GM?
He played, He had back in 05, 06, he was putting up, about 5 points a game out of Mississippi State.
Okay. I think
he was a 5.5 rebound guy.
Oh, man. I just think they got up and down the floor a lot, and he kind of got lost in the sauce.
Couldn't shoot worth a darn.
Old Wes Morgan.
All right, I just tweeted both pictures. Okay, I want to talk about another giant. I want to talk about Kendrick Perkins.
I'm worried about Gene, by the way.
So if Kendrick Perkins, who got mad at me and mad at our show and mad at our listeners on social media last week, if he really did come to the studio and wanted to fight me, and he got mad because he made a dumb comment about about Kristaps Porzingis, we called him out on it, and then the Tolo army got on his timeline and just wore him out. And so then he went into spin control and started backpedaling. But that said, he said, I'll come tell it to your face! And that is a giant. So how tall is Kendrick Perkins?
He's like 6'9".
6'9", 295.
He's no tank top Jesse, but he's a big man.
That's a huge man, right? So if he came to the studio, I'd have to bring all my giants from Light Farms to get my back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if he punched me, if he can't, what would you guys do if he walked in the studio?
I'd be like, damn, that sucks for Ben. But, man, I'm going to have to stay out of this.
I just play this music.
Chippy would play that music and be like, oh, this sucks for Ben right now.
You wouldn't get involved?
No. I don't want to, you know, you guys, let what is be. You know what I'm saying? Just let's let this thing unfold.
I've got to monitor the fan text.
Yeah.
KT, you're a guy back at Only. You'd throw them dukes if you had to get down. I think and you could take Kendrick Perkins together.
Skin, could you record the fight on Facebook Live, please?
Yeah, dude. Okay. I think we're trying to
get
our...
such good reach. And
all right, so I thought if Kendrick Perkins did show up and wanted to yell in my face about sports, if he really did punch me, as long as one of y'all did record it, I would get paid, right? Like, how much money would I get?
I don't know if he's been managing his money well.
And then if I
Is he a full-time ESPN employee?
If I got punched in the face... Would I survive that?
You would.
Yeah.
You would survive it. You would just talk funny.
Like forever?
Funnier.
Forever?
Forever.
It's like after he punches you in the face, does he like grab your head and start slamming your head into the ground?
Because
that's how people die.
What if he did that thing Mountain did to Prince Valiant and crushed your eyeball, crushed your skull, and shoved your eyeballs in with his thumbs?
You'd be eating out of a straw for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
I mean, and I don't. There's nobody to come around and give me the settlement that DJ got, right?
I don't think Kendrick Perkins has a cleaner following him around.
And my play would be to be like, hey, hit me. You got a lot of money. Hit me, but dude, will someone film this? He's gonna assault me.
But
right
would
now.
You live? Would you survive? In all seriousness,
yeah.
If Kendrick Perkins punched you in the face as hard as he could, you could die.
Yeah,
Nicolas Cage killed a guy at a bar just protecting a woman's honor one time.
As long as you don't land on your head, you're fine. You should break a jaw or something. It's not going to be too bad.
You got the goose right behind you.
Yeah.
If you could position yourself to when he punches you, you land back in the goose.
Wait, that's a couch. And so, if he punches me, are you guys going to then do a segment with him?
Oh, yeah, we got to find out what he thinks about free agency.
I think if he's that mad at you.
Is Kawhi really going to stay?
If he's that mad at you, you and him could get like a whole Stephen A. Kellerman thing going, right? And that's what he's already working for ESPN.
Yeah.
This could be the big stage for you. You and Perk.
And he beats me. He beats me up every show.
Big Ben and Perk are mad at each other once again.
Yeah, Perk
what
and
does
the tomato
Will
can.
K think?
Hey, you could fight back if you wanted to.
All right, no, I can't.
There you go in, throw a couple first.
That's not advised.
Get him angrier.
All right, I tweeted out the picture at Ben Rogers. You can see that my friend, although Gene looks like a giant in the picture with all the families, he's standing next to the 7'3" guy, the real giant.
Can I make a request, please?
Yeah.
A real giant.
I would like for, so the week after you get back from vacation.
Yeah.
That's when baseball's on their all-star
vacation.
The vacation. I would like you to get a bunch of giants up here and let's do a giant round table.
Wouldn't that be badass? Just get, I'm like the little pipsqueak of the crew.
You're a big man. If you're the run of that litter, I'm
the run.
Oh my god,
I'm the run of the litter.
Let's get a giant round table going.
Right,
That'd be fun, right?
Yeah.
About the word to listeners too. Huh?
Yeah. If you have a giant in your posse, get it, KT. Kevin.Turner@Intercom.
Shout out to the Wildings.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.